I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Dave Popkin.
Chris Stone Kingfish Ingram is one of the brightest stars in the blues universe. In sports, they'd call him a triple threat. His singing, guitar playing, and songwriting are all elite. WBGO Road Trippers can see him at the Saratoga Jazz Festival on June 28th. And before that, he'll curate and lead Kingfish's Blues Jam at Jazz at Lincoln Center from June 18th to the 20th. That lineup includes singers like Shamika Copeland, Valerie June, and Kenny Neal. And the band will include a couple top local blues stars, Kelton Cooper and Mike Grillo from Blues People.
I grew up in the Delta, deep in the 662. Broken family and dirty hotel was the only home I knew.
I just wanted to reach out to some friends, you know, some rising stars and also some stars as well. Just put together like a little juke joint. We'll be playing blues from all decades. It's a celebration of the blues for sure.
Ingram is looking forward to showcasing some diverse material from his forthcoming album when he heads up to Saratoga.
On the new record, we have some music that is a little more soul and R&B vibes, and I feel like that'll be the perfect place, you know, to play these tunes, to show a little versatility, you know, to what I already can do.
Kingfish is only 27 years old, but he's already taking a leadership role in the blues, starting his own label, Red Zero Records, that releases not only his own albums, but those of deserving young artists who need the platform.
The first two artists that we're working with are actually going to be at the Blues Jam with us at the Jazz and Lincoln Center. Dylan Triplett, who's a wonderful soulful artist out of St. Louis, Missouri, and another young man out of Houston, Texas, by the name of Matthias Latine, who's very jazzy, soulful, bluesy, but can really, you know, amp it up when need be. Both of these guys are Blues Music Award nominees and winners. These guys really rise and stars of the blues.
Ingram broke a little news during our conversation. He'll have two very different projects coming out in the near future.
I'll let the cat out the bag. Before I do another Kingfish record, I want to do an acoustic blues / traditional blues album all together, just full of like acoustic cuts and also traditional blues cuts. And I also want to do a gospel album in remembrance of my mom, you know, because that's where I got my gospel influence from her. And so that's what I'm recording now.
I gave you all you wanted, and you ain't even cared to try.
Kingfish Ingram continues to challenge his audience and expand his musical horizons. He'll be at Jazz at Lincoln Center June 18th through the 20th and the Saratoga Jazz Festival on June 28th. To watch our entire interview, visit the WBGO YouTube page or WBGO.org. I'm Dave Popkin, WBGO News.